morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. Oh, it's a beautiful day. We are down at the Capitol today. Woo-hoo! I am currently looking at the Pioneer on top of the Capitol. We are at the David's Tent Gathering that's been going on since about the 10th of this month, going through until 6 o'clock tomorrow night on the 18th, and wow, what a great day. It's a little cool this morning, cloud cover, but it's a beautiful day to celebrate everything Oregon, and certainly, as you know, being a part of this radio show, it's important that we stay hopeful through this season, isn't it? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday. Yes, TGIF. How are you doing, my friend? Thank you for tuning in. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And we want to thank our friend Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency for sponsoring the morning show. His phone number is 503-885-0789. And with me this morning, I asked my friend Don Wyatt to come in and co-host. And we are working it out this morning, aren't we? How you doing, Don?
Well, it's been an experience so far. We have a new Bluetooth power pack here we're trying to broadcast over, and it's not working, so we're doing a cell phone broadcast.
So we are really challenging our technical abilities this morning, aren't we?
We are, but it's really pretty nice down here, pretty fun. It's sitting right at the foot of the Capitol building across the street. David's Tent, they're worshiping and praying. And sure, what I want to encourage everyone to come down and just be a part of this. It's quite an event that they've been going on for the last week or so. And what place needs more prayer than Oregon? With our governor and shutdown business and just the seemingly inherent evil that our state seems to have all around it. Those of us who are believers, we have a chance to make a difference, first in the spiritual realm and then followed by what's happening right here on the ground.
It's so amazing to see how the network of over 90 different groups across Oregon have come together, traveled to participate in this event. Every 2 hours, a new worship team takes set, what they call, they have a set for 2 hours. And a new team has just arrived, and they just have started praying and worshiping. And you can kind of hear them here in the background. Can you hear them?
I can't really hear them just on the radio, I don't think.
And I probably can't hear as much on the radio, but it is pretty amazing. And I want to invite people to come on down. We'll be here up until 8 o'clock this morning. It's going to be a fun time, and we'd love to meet you. Don, you know, when you think about this Capitol and looking at the Pioneer up here and the great faith of the people that founded this area, we think of Jason Lee, right? And some of the pioneers who traveled by horseback to share the great message of the faith to people in this area and the pioneers coming out. How are you inspired? I know it's inspiring to me.
You know, especially growing up, I thought that the gold man on top of the Capitol, like the Pioneer, was pretty cool. And in those days, you could actually go up in the tower and go up on the round part of the top up there, but that's all closed down now. But, you know, as we started into different spiritual warfare understandings and knowing the spiritual layout of Oregon, the independent pioneer spirit has also come to be something that is not necessarily helpful to our state, because we're probably the most unchurched people, those who care the least about God. And you know, that bears itself out in the anarchy that goes around in our state that you'd never think of happening in southern states, for example. So while the pioneer independent spirit is a good thing for it, it also tends to make us be independent from God. And so if we're aware of that and we want to be able to, harness the good part of independence while relying on God, that's great. But that's something that prayer groups have always talked about. We wondered when the gold man would come down. So,
Maybe that inspiring message, Don, that that independent spirit can be we can make that into transition into being a trailblazer. And these folks here at David's Tent really are blazing a trail right now, kind of in prayer and showing us that they're taking a stand here. And what I understand that happened last Saturday, there was a couple protests down here. There was a continuing protest that's been going on for how many days, 40 days now, with the BLM group. But then there was a group that stood for our police force and our sheriffs and our front lines workers. And I think we need to ramp up the prayers, particularly what's going on right now in Portland. We had the Homeland Security folks come into Portland, our beautiful Rose City, and kind of take an analysis of what's going on there. And our state needs prayer. Our state needs to ramp up the prayer. We need to be thinking about these folks on the front line facing. And I want to say, if you're a front line, you're in the police force, you're in the state police, whatever you're doing out there, we're holding you up in prayer. We're standing with you today and every day.
Yeah, and there are probably 8 or 10 people down here plus the worship team right now. But anything that happens on earth has happened in the spiritual realm first. And I know this is getting really, a little esoteric probably for this station and for our show. But this is where the battle really is going to be won, is taking it before God first. If you really believe in the Bible and you really believe in God, then do what it says first and see what happens, see what he'll do in response. So I want to encourage everyone to come on down to the Moon Plaza here in front of the Capitol today, because if you're off work or you're, laid off or you need something to do with the kids or something, teaching them to pray and to intervene for our government and for our people is something that is probably the best education they can have.
And that's a great reminder, passing it on, the legacy to the next generations. I think that's really good. And as we are sitting here and watching people park and participate, it's fun to see faces that we know, and we'll be bringing them in on the conversation as well here shortly. I want to encourage each and every one of you to be sure to tell your friends and family about KSLM and let them know that they can listen online live at kslm.news. You could share it on your Facebook, like our Facebook page, KSLM Radio. You can even download an app and take us anywhere you want to go. We want to thank those of you that have been emailing ideas for our show guests in the future. I want to remind you, you can email me at Stacy, S-T-A-C, at kslm.news. It's a beautiful morning out here at David's Tent. We're having a wonderful time. It's 7:14 in the morning, and we're continuing the conversation as we are at the David's Tent gathering right at the Capitol, right here in Oregon. And we have someone that's just come up on the show right here, and we want to say hi to him. His name is Baron. Hello, Baron.
Hi, Stacy.
How are you?
I'm good.
What brings you down here this morning?
If people don't get involved in what's going on in the state, it's just going to in my opinion, get worse and worse. So we've got to voice our opinion. So I heard you were down here, came down to say hi.
That's awesome. Tell me what your impression is when you see the Capitol and people gathering around and coming in. What do you think?
Well, my first impression when I parked was these big blue tarps that I'm not even sure why they're there. Our family moved to Salem originally in the late 90s, and my youngest is 26, but at the time, he was truly amazed by the gold guy on the top of the Capitol. And I miss the flags. I miss the flags outside of the Capitol. I just don't know that we're headed the right direction.
Talk to me a little bit about how prayer is important in your life.
I'm sorry, say that again, Stacey.
Tell me how prayer is important in your life.
Oh my gosh, that is a 30-minute question.
We've got about a minute and a half. Go for it.
Well, you know, here's what I would say. I don't think it really matters who you believe that higher power is. I mean, I have my own personal belief, but if you aren't praying, if you aren't asking for assistance, if you truly believe that you have the power to control everything by yourself, then wow, you are way more powerful than I am. And I just think that we need prayer in our lives and we need guidance. And, you know, you and I have talked before about the number of things that have happened with what I'm doing, that I know that there is a higher power guiding our lives and you need to give thanks for that. And that's what prayer is for.
And there's so much power when we join together as well. And the word of God that I follow my life along says where two or more are gathered, there he is also. And there are a few more than two here this morning, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just really beautiful what's happening down here. People, you know, it's early in the morning. It's a little cloudy, but people are here. And they're definitely making our governor aware of the fact that we are here.
Well, we're excited to have you here. Thank you for joining in this morning. I have a few more questions after we get back from this break that I want to ask you. You've got something going on tomorrow, and I want to share with the listeners. But I want to encourage you, if you're out and about this morning, I want you to stop by and say hi to us. We're down here at the Capitol David's Gathering, and it's a white tent. We're kind of in the lawn fountain area across from the Capitol. Stop by and say hi, and I encourage you, this is going to take place until 6 o'clock tomorrow night, to stop by and spend a little time in prayer and worship and be encouraged. Stir up your faith. It's a great time to do so. And we're down here. Don's down here. Now we have Baron down here. Who else is going to join us on this beautiful Oregon morning? And I want to also say and do a shout out for Monday morning's program. Monday morning's program is going to be filled with all kinds of information that you can use. Are you still waiting for your unemployment check? Yeah, several Oregonians are. Over 70,000 Oregonians are waiting for their unemployment check as of yet. Now, the legislature is thinking they have a solution to that. Yes, they are. They're thinking that they could just maybe give you $500 to satisfy you until, you know, they figure out how to get the weekly checks that are, what, 14, 15 weeks behind. Yeah, we're going to have a couple come up all the way from Eugene to talk to us in the studio about their experience. We've got some other things going on. That's Monday morning show. And we're so excited to have you tune in today. This is fun. We're doing this live right here from the Capitol. First time that we've done this before. Glad that you're here with us. And we're encouraging you to come on down and stop by. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. Hold on. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, stepping on my way.
Good morning, Spacer.
Give me just what I need. I can feel the hope that's right.
We are down at the Capitol today. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Dawn, and now Baron is here, and we are so excited to be at the David's Gathering. It's a tent of worshipers. We are worshiping and praying, and they are just groups. Every 2 hours, new groups come in from all over the state of Oregon, and they are giving an opportunity for people to participate. And this will go on until about 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 24/7 worship right here near the fountain at the Capitol. What a great day indeed it is. Cloud cover, it's a little cool this morning. The weather's going to get up into the 70s today, mid-70s. It's going to be a nice day all the way around, and I encourage you, as we head into the weekend, what better way to stop by the Capitol and participate and experience that. If you've never experienced this kind of worship before, it's just ongoing praise, ongoing prayer, people from all different churches and denominations coming together for the focus of praying for our state and our nation. And boy, we know that we need it, right? And so as I've invited people to come down and stop by, I'm so excited. Baron with Kicking Cancer is here. Here he is, and I'm asking him a few questions because starting tomorrow morning at about, I think, 9 o'clock, they're going to have an event. Baron, what do you have going on tomorrow morning?
So I'm the executive director of an organization called Kickin' Cancer, and we started this 2 years ago to share information about how to live an anti-cancer lifestyle. And we were rolling along really good until March, and then we had to go to Facebook Live, but I was determined not to stop. We had an event planned for April, and we put that on hold. Once the rules changed, we knew we could do a live event. And you were asking me a little bit ago about prayer. We just kept going, where can we have this at? And the interesting thing, and I've had several people ask me in the last couple of days, is it still on? Because there's a new rule that you can only have 10 in social gatherings. Well, there's an exemption. If you're a church or a place of business, that rule doesn't apply. And we are having this at Honky Tonk's Bar and Grill on McGillcrest, which is a place of business. And the owner, Diana, wonderful lady, she's doing a special little menu. So when you get there, if you want to have lunch, you can pick something. And during one of our breaks, they'll cook it. And so it literally is a place of business. We are exempt from this rule. And we're, you know what the great thing is? Diana's so amazing. She has figured out how to keep her business open with these new rules. I'm just going to tell you right now, come on down. We're going to be fine with the whole numbers of gathering. And our theme tomorrow is I will not be afraid. There's just too much going on. You know, you've got COVID, you've got civil unrest, you've got cancer, which is our theme. All of this is creating fear in the public. And as you and I both know, the adversary feeds on fear. And we have created an environment where he is just, as a public, they're feeding on this fear. And we just want you to know, don't be afraid. That's our theme.
And so we're kicking fear, too. Kicking cancer, kicking fear, 9 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning. And Honky Tonk's Bar and Grill is on McGillcrest here in Salem. You can just put it in your little map GPS and it'll get you there. And do they have to pre-register today?
You know, as of right now, I checked yesterday with a person that's been tracking our numbers. You are not going to have to pre-register. Don't worry about you know, if you see our stuff, it says to send an email. At this point, just show up because our numbers are fine. We're not going to cause a problem with the COVID ruling. So please, at 9 o'clock tomorrow, come on down. We also have 10 vendors. And one of those vendors is KSLM. We're super thrilled, but we have 10 different businesses from the area that are going to have a product or a service that will help you live that anti-cancer lifestyle. And I'm so happy. Yesterday, New York Life is bringing a rep down. So if maybe life insurance, you know, but we've got Epic Fitness is going to be there if you're looking for exercise. We've got lots of different vendors that have food options. And so there's 10 vendors there. KSLM is one of them, which is worth thrilled with that. And our main speaker is driving up from Medford today. She's going to spend the night with her parents. And then she's our main speaker tomorrow from Medford, Oregon. So it's going to be a great event. Just show up.
One of the things that I love about the seminars that Kickin' Cancer does, they are equipping us to be really informed and educated on how to fight cancer and how to make sure that cancer isn't something we have to contend with by being healthy, by making great choices. And there's all kinds of information and benefits to attending tomorrow morning. I would love to meet you. Come on out tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. at the Honky Tonk's Bar and Grill on McGillcrest for this wonderful seminar on how to face fear and kick fear. And by doing so, we live healthier lifestyles. I'm so glad that you joined us today, Baron. Thank you for, you have something else you want to share? Go ahead.
Just one last quick thought here, because I know you're almost at commercial break. You know, almost every organization out there has a purpose, a mission, a vision, however they want to phrase it. The purpose for Kickin' Cancer is to significantly reduce cancer, and that's our gift to future generations. But we're doing that through empowering individuals to take control of their own bodies. And then at the same time, we're financially and emotionally supporting those that are in the fight right here in our communities. And one of them that we're supporting will be there tomorrow. So we're about education and support.
Excellent. So what a great time to come out, get up tomorrow morning, maybe stop down at the prayer tent, and then come on over, right? Because this is going to happen. We're at David's tent right here, David's Gathering at the Capitol this morning, doing a live show, loving it. It's so much fun. We're a little bit out of our element not being in the studio. I appreciate you, Baron, stopping by today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And we encourage you, the listener, to get engaged, get involved. What is the website? Kicking-cancer.org, is that the website?
Yeah, so it's kicking-cancer.org. That's our website. And there's different tabs on there you can explore. There's 16 stories of local people and their fight with cancer. They're all active blogs. If you know any of them, add your comments. There's a tab that says programs that tells about our events and this thing that Stacy's talking about tomorrow, that's listed there. So kicking-cancer.org.
Awesome. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're together at the David's Tent Gathering right down here at the Capitol. Would love to see you. If you're out and about, stop by and say hi. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Salem. We are here live from the state capitol. Right across the way with David's Tent Gathering. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. PGIF, thanking God it's Friday, and I want to encourage you, if you are not sure what you're going to do in the next 24 hours, why not spend some time down here? It's a wonderful, wonderful morning, and I don't know that you can hear it much in the background. There's a lot of traffic and stuff going on, but boy, it's fun to see people gathering and worshiping and praying for our great state and nation. And I'm reminded of the scripture in Second Chronicles, where it says, you know, if my people humble themselves and come together, and I'm going to do a Stacy paraphrase and pray and repent, I will heal their land, something like that, right, Don? I've got Don Wyatt down here with me. I probably totally butchered that, but that's a Stacy paraphrase. But this reminds me of that.
Yeah, I mean, it is a really humbling experience. It's a pretty eclectic band down here right now with a harmonica and some nice harmonies. When I came this morning, it was really overcast and kind of a very surreal feeling in the air. We're living in times that we can expect things to be different than they've ever been. And we want you to be prepared for it. And prayer is a primary way, probably the primary way, besides just relationship with, I call him Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. And you know, it's really, when it all comes down to the end of things, it's all about him and him living in you and being everything to you. And so when the world, you know, we're not looking at doomsday this and that and whatever, but it's really about relationship. And I know that one of the ways that we express that relationship on this station is through involvement in politics and making our state and our cities and our counties better place to live. And so we express him through that.
Yes. And one of the things I kind of maybe tongue-in-cheek a little bit, Don, is this radio show, the two things most people say, oh, you don't want to talk about religion and politics, we embrace. We can talk about here because I think it's important. We are definitely spiritual beings having a human experience, and it's important that we research that out in each and every one of our lives and what that looks like for us and encourage one another and stir up our faith.
That's for sure. Nobody's perfect, and nobody's judging somebody else for not believing the same or something like that. But it's always incumbent on us to give the opportunity and present both sides of an issue or a fact.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so we want to be able to have that chance to just expose everyone to the Bible and to the truth of the Bible. And it expresses itself in a lot of different ways. And And so, you know, that's what this station is about, not just the political part, but our life as a whole. And one of the parts of that that we're expressing this morning is prayer. And encourage people to come on down here to the Capitol. It's really a sweet spirit down here, and you should be involved in it.
And you can be a part of the conversation. My understanding is we have someone on the telephone line. Our studio line is 503-589-1220. And thanks to our friend Phil, who's helping us behind the scenes engineer this morning remotely. Phil will get us connected with our listener. Hello, are you there with me?
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Who am I talking to?
This is Elaine.
Well, hello, Elaine. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Thank you for calling in. What would you like to share with us today?
I have a question about the seminar tomorrow morning. If a person observes Shabbat, like, you know, Sabbath, the way the Bible says to do it, we're not supposed to purchase things on Shabbat. And I was wondering if it's okay to go if I'm not purchasing food.
Yeah, actually, I keep Shabbat. This is Don. And you know, Shabbat is a time where, that we have set apart. I know this is really getting off the political train here, but... Shabbat's a day, it actually means seventh, for those who aren't familiar with it. And when it says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as one of the commandments, there are a lot of people who actually keep the Saturday day as the seventh day. And so part of that is that we don't go out and buy and sell, and we reserve that time for family and to concentrate on God and getting to know him better. And I'm not really rabbinical. I don't really follow what the rabbis say, but part of their interpretation of it is that when you're doing good deeds or you're doing a mitzvot, which is a good deed, that's part of what you should be doing on Sabbath, is helping people and you know, adding to a community. If you're adding life, basically the bottom line rule is if you're contributing to life and adding to life, then that's something that is honoring to God. And that's what the Sabbath is about, is honoring God.
Okay, but my issue is in, like, causing other people to work for income, you know, like the business. Do we have to buy something if we go to the seminar?
No, huh? Not at all.
Okay, that's what my question was. Okay, well then,
yes.
There you go. Well, I know, but I needed to explain some of the Sabbath stuff too. So,
mm-hmm.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, and I hope to see you tomorrow.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you, Elaine. It's so great to have people joining in the conversation, whether you can come down in person to the gathering that's happening right down here at the Capitol on the Fountain Square, and it's been happening since the 10th of July. Talk about dedication. What a great thing. And this event has been happening for several years. Jim Moore with the Salem House of Prayer and his team here helping facilitate and work together, and groups from all over Oregon, 90 different groups coming together, and there's 2-hour sets of worship. It's a powerful thing. It's something I've been a part of in the state of South Dakota. I've been a part of in Washington, D.C., and now I can add Oregon to my list of experiencing a gathering such as this. Another gathering that's happening all across the state right now, and you may or may not be aware of it, is petitions are being gathered across the state. Have you heard this? Yes, there's an effort, a growing effort across Oregon to have individuals like you and I who are thinking, maybe we don't like how the leadership is handling not only the pandemic, but our economics, maybe the unemployment issue, things like that in our state. Many are coming together and they're saying, whether they're Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, unaffiliated, everybody is like, we've got to do something different. And so now we have someone here who's working on the recall, Kate Brown, and he's got a petition right now. And so I'm going to interview him. He's come up here, and he's got his shorts on. Of course, it's a nice day, and he's got his red shirt that says, it says petition, recall Kate Brown. And he's got a little clipboard here, and he's going to talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I'm going to get Ron Whitwell on, and there you go.
Okay, all right.
Hello, Ron.
Thank you, Don.
So, Ron, tell me a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, I heard you on the radio yesterday morning saying you were going to be at the Capitol, and I know you're a supporter of the recall petition.
She's not here. No, go ahead and talk. You can only talk to her on the phone.
Yes, I am.
And I don't live that far away from the state capitol. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to go down there, take my petition with me, and just see if there might be somebody else down there that hasn't signed yet. Found out last night they had the Marion County Central Committee meeting at the VFW Hall every third Thursday. And we found out that they're got a progress report on signature gathering in Oregon, in Marion County, that is. And they said they had about 5,000 signatures just in Marion County.
That's fantastic. Did they give any indication of how many people are carrying petitions?
How many people are
carrying
are circulating petitions? Well, the good news is that they're really focusing on getting more people involved, and we have way more people involved than we did a year ago, and it makes it a lot more fun when you have more people.
Ron, how many signatures are necessary? How many signatures are necessary?
We need 280,000, but in reality, it needs to be, we'd say about 20% more than that, because they routinely throw out a certain percentage of the signatures.
And what's the deadline, and when would the election be?
We have, we heard last night, we have, you start out with 90 days, and last night they said we had 7 weeks left, so less than 2 months. So we've got, yeah.
Okay, and the election would be when? It wouldn't be this election, would it be a special election, or would it be this
yes.
November?
Yeah.
Special.
Okay. Special election, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it has to be scheduled, I believe, 90 days after the end of the petition, I think, is...
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Oh, here comes the music.
You're listening to Reliable News. We'll be back after this.
And this is Musa.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. It's definitely a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We are now doing a remote at the state capitol near the Fountain David Tent Gathering, a group of individuals trading out every couple hours, worshiping and praying with the Lord for our state and our great nation. And we thank you for stopping down and saying hi to us and joining in on the conversation. A great morning, huh, Don?
That was a nice surprise for Ron to stop by and tell us about the petition that's going around. If you want to get it, you can actually sign from your home, which is, I think, is kind of cool, because it used to be that you had individual petitions for each county, and so it was kind of a mess trying to keep it straight. But you can actually do it from your computer by going to www.katebrownrecall.org, and we'll put this on the website or on your page, whatever. What do you call it?
We'll put a link at the Facebook, and then we'll also link to, and then we can share, right?
And so that's one way you can do that, and you can participate in it. But there's so many reasons that the governor should be recalled. I can't even go over enough of them. You hear it on the station every day, all the time, from cap and trade to the moral issues that we disagree with to the power grab that we're in the middle of right now. So, you know, this is just, like I said, another expression of righteousness between those who are seeking to do something that, you know, has some kind of guidance from the Bible, and those who really don't even acknowledge that there's another way, a better path.
It's important that we're a part of the solution. I think it's easy to look at darkness and kind of holler at darkness, but there's something we can do. We can turn up the light, and we can roll up our sleeves, and we can get involved. And so if you're not real happy about how things are going, I think certainly we need to pray about it, and then we need to do something, be a part of the solution. And I love that Ron came down here, and he individually feels called to help in this way. And so people are signing the petition down here. There's prayer and worship going on. We're broadcasting live. This is brand new. In fact, we kind of are on plan B because we had set up our equipment thinking that the microphone, the Bluetooth, all that would work that way. But it didn't quite. But here we are. We're on our phones.
Hi.
And we're across the patio from each other, so we don't give feedback waving at each other. And it's happening. It's so fun. I also want to mention to our listeners, don't forget to pick up the Best of the Willamette Valley, a little business guide that has 329 of your favorite businesses voted by you, our community members, our listeners, of the Best of the Willamette Valley. And if you don't know where to pick up a guide, stop at one of these businesses. You can go to bestofthewillamettevalley.com and find out who the businesses are. Stop there and ask for your own guide. You can put it in your car. It's been fun. It's kind of like a little treasure scavenger hunt, going to these different places. And I love telling them, congratulations, you're the best of. That's a great honor and a great award. So I want to encourage you to do so. And I'll bring some along. I'll have some, too, tomorrow at tomorrow morning seminar at Honky Tonk Bar and Grill, the Kicking Cancer Seminar at 9 a.m. in the morning. And so we encourage you to participate. Be a part of the solution. And, Don, you know, as we watch this team kind of switch out, they're opening up now. They're opening up the sides to the tent, and more people are joining. It's pretty fun to watch this take place, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of like a little county fair starting to happen here or something, except for it's worship, so that's even better.
And I'm noticing people are social distancing, but they're still together. That's beautiful, too.
Yeah, it's really nice. We are experiencing a part of life that in the United States now that we've never experienced before. And so it's a new adventure, that's for sure.
And many, many churches right now haven't, and synagogues, a lot of people have not, communities, prayer groups. There hasn't been a lot of that going on in our state over the last 4 months because of all the mandates.
Yeah, so it's nice that there, you know, when she made her latest mandate, the governor I'm talking about, she exempted mm-hmm. churches, actually. So that's kind of nice that people can still get together and worship. And frankly, you know, it's been that way in China for a long time. And it's been that way in the Muslim countries, that you had to have an underground church. And so, you know, I know a lot of people didn't obey the mandate because there's a higher calling and a higher rule than what a government tells you when it comes to worshiping God.
I've noticed across the world when it's been almost illegal to attend church, it's almost created the urgency and the desire to learn more, and why are they exempting it? And I don't know in your own life and our listeners' life how that's affected you spiritually, that period where you weren't able to meet with your people, your community of faith, and to stir up your faith, how that's affected you. We had moved here from another state, so I hadn't really gotten a chance to get plugged in. But I'm telling you, just being around this group of believers this morning and hearing the worship songs and knowing that these are people that are here sacrificing, some of them through the night, worshiping through the night, it stirs up my faith.
It's been a really good tradition, Salem House of Prayer. If you haven't been involved in it before or don't know about it, it's worth looking into. Because they really do something that is probably one of the greatest services to the community that's possible, is to keep our people and our area before God's throne and, you know, presenting our petitions.
And I think keeping our governor in prayer is a priority. I know there's an effort to recall her, but I know through prayer, praying for her, that she would have a revelation and maybe an encounter, that she would see it from God's perspective. And all of our national leaders, actually, we're called to pray for our elected officials, and we pray for our mayor here and our city council and our commission, county commissioners and our state leaders. And what's going on right now in Portland, I know here in Salem we've had protests every weekend for like 40 days. They're in Portland, they've had ongoing every night protests. We need to hold up our front lines in prayer. The police, the federal folks there that are coming in, the Homeland Security decisions are being made. We need to be in a spirit of prayer. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm hanging out with Don this morning. He's my co-host. Thank you, Don, for being willing to kind of hang out with me here as we do this remote and figure out some of these equipment challenges a little bit. I hope you're having fun.
I am having fun. Yeah, I actually live for moments of chaos because I like to be calm.
I love it. Well, the nice thing is that you're sure calm amongst the chaos, and that adds value to my morning, that's for sure.
What do you have planned for the rest of the day?
Well,
it looks like we're coming up on the...
We are wrapping up on the show, but today will be an adventurous day as I go out and about and plan for the weekend. We have some fun things going on. I'm going to enjoy the sun this weekend. We're going to take scuba diving lessons.
Oh, wow. Let's talk about that again later.
Yeah, we'll have something to talk about next week, huh? Thank you for listening today. Reliable News Talk Radio. It's been fun hanging out at the Capitol today. Whatever you're doing, my friend, thank you for tuning in. Have a blessed day. If you haven't signed a recall petition, make sure you find one. And we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Remember, over, under, around, or through, you and I, we're overcomers. Be blessed.